this Sunday is the season opening game for America's favorite football team, the Green Bay Packers. They'll be playing the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon.
One aspect of the games that fans at home may not think about is the unruly behavior of fans in the stands at a place like Lambeau Field. The Gannett, Wisconsin media investigative team just did an analysis of the people arrested or ejected from the stadium over the last bunch of years. John Farrak is here with us now to talk about the analysis and what he found. He's a reporter for the Gannett, Wisconsin media investigative team. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
So about how many people get arrested at Lambeau on your average game day?
Oh, on average, it's about six or seven. And now that varies, obviously, year to year. There's been a couple years where it's been a little bit closer to eight or nine. But last year, for example, we had 67 arrests, and there were 11 games, if you count the playoff game against the Cowboys. So last year was down, actually. A number of arrests were at one of their lowest levels over the last decade. But again, just even a couple years earlier, they were closer to 90. So you never know, what's in store when it comes to unruly fan behavior at Lambeau Field.
And disruptive behavior doesn't necessarily get someone arrested. It might get them booted from Lambeau. What kind of numbers are we talking about there?
Well, last year, I think they were closer to about 290 ejections. And again, that was down from a couple years earlier. There's been a couple years where it's been close to even 400. But oftentimes, this is one of the things that the police told me was that if there's somebody that's really causing disruption at the stadium, the first goal of the ushers is to get that fan removed, from the stadium. And oftentimes what happens, and this was pretty common in some of my analysis here, was that it's that those fans that are being taken out of the stadium, that just totally lose control of themselves, and it spirals downward for them. So going from, it goes from an ejection to an arrest very quickly.
And what kind of things usually lead to somebody being ejected and maybe subsequently arrested?
Oftentimes, it's things such as using profanity, obscene language, middle fingers, swearing, all kinds of expletives toward fans, toward police, towards other ushers throughout the stadium. Occasionally, you'll have a fist fight in the crowd. Other times, it's just pure drunkenness. Somebody that goes into the bathroom and, just to be blunt, I mean, is urinating in the sinks. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things are situations that I've seen. The other one too, I was surprised to see as many people that were picked up with marijuana, sneaking marijuana into the stadium or trying to get marijuana into the stadium, and they're frisked at the gate, or they're able to sneak it in somehow, and some incident happens later in the game. And the police find marijuana in their pocket.
We should put the numbers in perspective. Capacity, there's about 70,000. I believe it's always full. And we're talking low double digits. This doesn't sound like a huge number of people with that number in the backdrop.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Just when you put it in perspective, you're talking a percent or a small fraction of a percentage. Nonetheless, some of the games, for example, you'll have double-digit arrests and ejections. Bears games, for example, I think 9 of the 10 Bears games over the last decade all had at least 10 arrests or more. And a couple of those games had at least around 50 ejections. And there was the Vikings playoff game from 2 years ago. That game had 91 ejections in it. So there's situations where there are a fair number of fans that just lose control and have to get thrown out of the stadium.
Talking to John Farrak with Gannett, Wisconsin media, looking at how they keep law and order in the stands at Lambeau Field. You mentioned which games you see more people ejected and arrested. John, who is it? Are these locals, Packer fans from elsewhere, or the visiting team?
Well, last year, for example, it was a lot more fans that were coming from out of town, and by out of town I mean from outside Green Bay or Brown County. For example, I think last year there was only 6 residents from the Green Bay area that were arrested, but there was 22 fans that were arrested that came from outside of Wisconsin. So I mean, in that respect, you're seeing fans from California, Texas. I remember a handful from New York, seven or eight from Illinois, and a handful from Michigan. And I remember there was a Patriots fan that got arrested as well during the Packers win over Tom Brady last year. So you are seeing a lot more fans from out of town, and I think part of that gets into the fact that they're coming to Lambeau Field kind of with a party atmosphere or coming for the party experience. These are not season ticket holders, Rob, and they're more apt to overindulge in alcohol, as one of the fans I interviewed told me, and things just kind of go downhill from there, and next thing they know, they're being hauled away in handcuffs and facing an $880 fine.
And those season ticket holders, those season tickets might have been handed down through generations, or they might have spent years on waiting lists to get that. Is the perception among maybe law enforcement that, hey, these are people who don't want to risk losing those tickets?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And I know that was true with a couple of season ticket holder that I interviewed as well for my series. And so the situation is the fans that are getting arrested very oftentimes are buying the tickets online or, through somebody else. And these are not season ticket holders, that are getting hauled out of Lambeau Field wearing handcuffs. But it's just somebody else that's coming to Lambeau Field for a one-time experience. And it's certainly a memorable one, but one they'd probably rather forget.
Now, when I see these fan behavior standards at Lambeau, they seem like they're making a pretty clean experience in the stands compared to what you hear from, Philadelphia, Denver, Oakland sometimes. Are there NFL-wide requirements, or is Lambeau doing something on its own here?
Honestly, on that one, I think that there's standard behavior, or kind of standard rules. There's a code of conduct that the Lambeau Field and the Packers adhere to, and it's publicized and posted on their website. That's expected of fans throughout the country. But my experience, and just from talking with other people anecdotally, is that at least on the East Coast, fans are a lot more rowdy and unruly in the stands. Whereas in Green Bay, the expectations, there's a higher expectations for fan behavior, and by and large, most fans get it, season ticket holders get it, and they are behaving. And it's just, when you get 70, 75, 78,000 fans together, and you get a fair number of people that have been drinking pretty heavily, had a long time to tailgate, and came to Lambeau Field from far away, those kind of are part of that recipe for disaster.
Briefly, John, as we wrap up, what's maybe the weirdest thing somebody got kicked out of Lambeau for in your reporting?
Well, I thought that I thought the situation where there was this fan at the Patriots game last year, and he was they saw him messing around, jumping on cars out in the stadium parking lot. And he was walking around throwing fluids on car hoods, and turns out that he had broken into somebody's tailgater's car and was throwing Jello shots and alcoholic pudding shots onto cars. And that man was from Fond du Lac, so it's not somebody that was flying in from California or Texas, but it was just somebody right down the road from Lambeau Field.
The great Jello shot bandit. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
That was John Farrick, reporter for the Gannett Wisconsin Media Investigative Team, with us to talk about his stories analyzing fan ejections and arrests at Lambeau Field. You can find the full story at packernews.com. We've got it linked, I think, on the Central Time Facebook page.